Indigo Girls Emily Saliers and Amy Ray join us from WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks for coming in.
It's good to be here.
Yeah.
You say that you have always felt like an indie band, even when you released your music on a major label. So why did you decide to step outside the embrace of the major label?
Well, we had spent quite a few years on Epic Records, and then we did our last record on Hollywood, and we just felt like it wasn't working anymore. You know, now when we're working really hard, we're working for ourselves. You know, we're not working for a company that we don't really have a connection with and we don't really know the team as well, and it just feels better in a positive way. Yeah.
What is Poseidon and the bitter bug? I mean, I get the Greek god of the oceans, but bitter bug is something to do with fishing is all I could think of. What is it?
This is Amy. Bitter bug came from a song I wrote called Second Time Around that's just sort of about my journey through life in the last couple of years. And the bitter bug is like that bug of cynicism that bites you and gets a hold of you. And it's just a character I made up. And so we named the record from one character from Emily's song, Poseidon, and one from my song, The Bitter Bug.
I see. The first song that we've asked you to play for us is called Sugar Tongue. It's the second song on the new album. Can one of you tell us a little bit about that song, Amy?
It's a song about like sensual pleasure at the expense of other people and of animals and the world.
Can we hear it?
Yeah.